This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
We are bringing you breaking coverage right now in the double homicide case at Devil's Den State Park in the state of Arkansas. Just outside of Fayetteville is where this park is located, an otherwise very peaceful, very popular state park for families and travelers and hikers alike, and also very busy on a Saturday afternoon at the end of August. We had a moment to talk to a couple who believe they came face to face with the man that they believe was the killer of this husband and wife who were murdered on that trail in front of their two little girls, age 7 and 9. We're going to go to that conversation in just a moment, exclusively here with the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today, and reveal new information that has not yet been revealed by authorities, but eyewitness accounts of what they saw and more new information on the alleged suspect in this case. But to give you some context on this case, it was a normal afternoon in the state park. That husband and wife with their two little girls did not make it out alive. The children did. Clinton and Kristen Brink, 43 and 41, were murdered in cold blood on that trail. Their kids were right there. And now Arkansas State Police are in full-blown manhunt mode for the guy who did it. I will say this, though. Answer your phones or get more people on it, because there's a lot of people I've talked to who have information, who are trying to get through to you, and your phone rings and it just hangs up on people, including us. So do better. They're looking for a white male, dark clothes, fingerless gloves, possibly in his 20s, last seen hauling ass out of the park on a black four-door sedan with a license plate taped over. That's not random. That's someone who came prepared to kill and vanish. But here's a part that hasn't been reported until now. Roughly an hour before the murders, another couple hiking that same trail passed a man who made their skin crawl. He stared. He had bright, bloodshot eyes, a weird oversized gear bag that didn't belong on a hike. And the second they walked past him, they knew something felt wrong. They tried to call it in to the state police. They couldn't get through. And now they're talking to us here, exclusively at True Crime Today. I'm about to speak with a couple who may have locked eyes with the very killer just minutes before he struck. Let's get into that conversation. The couple does wish to remain anonymous. Thank you guys for joining us. Let's start at the beginning. What was it like yesterday on the trails? I know it was very hot, but take us there.
So we were out, the four of us. So me, my sister, her boyfriend, and my fiance here, and their dog, my sister's dog, who is a good-sized golden doodle, mm-hmm. as well. So the five of us, I guess, left Fayetteville probably around 9, got to the park 9:30 or so, mm-hmm. And we hiked a couple trails. I think we did the Yellow Rock Trail first, mm-hmm. and we finished that one and then went on to Devil's Den Trail, mm-hmm. right after that, pretty much. We parked at the little parking area closer to the river, not where the visitor center is necessarily.
Okay. All right.
Went up there. Yeah, very hot. We, drinking water all day long.
Yeah.
I will say that the main thing that probably stuck out, or the reason why, we even think that we came across this guy, is because everyone else essentially was in pairs or in families, really, mm-hmm. for the most part. And, as we're walking, everybody's pretty slow moving, and it's hot. It's a little dangerous out there, right? So everybody's slow moving. This guy was, he was head down and full steam ahead, I mm-hmm. would say, right? Not really taking in the nature
sure.
at all. And at this point, we were probably on the section of the trail near the caverns.
Okay.
We had passed the little ice box, and we're going through the cavern section there.
Mm-hmm.
And he just came speeding by us. I think my sister was out in front, and she turned around and looked at me, and he kind of side eyed all of us as he walked by,
so
really intensely.
Did he come up from behind you, or was he coming towards you?
He was coming straight towards us.
Okay.
I mean, we saw him coming a good minute off. I mean, this. And there's also two directions of the trail, right? Mm-hmm. So you can kind of pick which direction you want to go. We went down the riverside first, mm-hmm. and then came up. So I guess we were going east.
Sure.
You know, and kind of looped around and finished west. So he was walking straight towards us at that point. And again, just really caught us off guard.
Yeah.
He was by himself, moving quickly. And the thing that, I mean, we all noticed that he side-eyed us, and my sister turned around and looked at me, and I was already making a face and turning around to look mm-hmm. at him, you know, just kind of naturally, like, what was that?
Yeah.
You know, reaction. Like, that was odd.
We both had that reaction. Was it an inquisitive look? Sorry? Like, did he slow down when he got near you, or was he still kind of, you know, just giving you a look as he seemingly, would you say it felt like he was on a mission, like he had a place he was going to?
Yes, kind of. It was. He definitely looked us up and down. You know, like he gave us a good side eye.
Yeah.
He looked at all of us. I mean, I know his eyes were blue, or mm-hmm. you know, kind of bright, kind of blue sea green tint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had stubble on his face, short brown blonde stubble, short blonde hair, maybe like 2 inches long or so.
Mm-hmm.
Had a hat on and that. But I mean, it was the look on his face, it was the way he was walking. And then when I turned around and looked at him, I noticed that he had a backpack that, you know, I've been sports all my life, all different types. This was not a backpack or like a sports bag that I would have recognized the particular type of sport. You know, it was overly large as well for what you would carry while you're camping,
mm-hmm.
or hiking for that matter. It wasn't right. It was kind of black mesh mm-hmm. with, it was kind of half mesh, half vinyl plastic material. And I just never really seen one like that. And that caught my eye for sure. And I just think that was kind of one thing that I noticed and made me kind of turn around and look at him like, what is he doing? And mm-hmm. my sister is a little bit more, I don't know, emotionally intuitive mm-hmm. than I. And she was like, I did not like his energy or anything like that. And,
yeah.
and that was weird. You know, she immediately turned around to you know, tell me what was, you know, try to talk to me about what was that. So
you had mentioned the facial features. You said some stubble. Did you say blonde hair or brown yeah. hair?
It was like dirty blonde.
Dirty
like
blonde.
Kind of in between, right? You know, dark blonde, light brown.
Was he wearing a hat at the time?
Hair. He was wearing a hat. I would say that it was a dark hat, probably baseball cap style.
Mm-hmm.
I think I recall seeing one of those. It was like a leather patch on the front of it. I think it was something along those lines. I could see it was like, you know, a patch or, mm-hmm. or something like that on the very front of the cap.
How tall would you say the man was?
He was around my height, maybe a little shorter. So I would go 6'5" to 5'10", somewhere in that range, most likely.
Like, what kind of build are we talking about on this guy?
He a little stocky.
Okay.
Not super thin, but definitely not fat. You know, so
kind of just average.
A good stocky build.
Okay.
Yeah. I would consider myself quite a thin, tall guy, and he was, you know, much wider than me. Right?
Did he have anything? Like, did you notice a knife on his body or anything? I wonder if that was in the pack. What did you see? Did you see anything physically on him other than what he was wearing?
I did not see anything in his hands. Mm-hmm. It looked like he was kind of grabbing the, you know, like how you hold on to a backpack when you're walking.
Mm-hmm.
He was holding the sides, the straps, you know, as he was walking by us. I did not see anything, if he had anything in his hands or not. But I tell you, it looked like he had something in his backpack. I mean, you could tell that there was weight in the bottom of that.
Sure.
The bag. It looked like it had weight in it. And I turned around to look at him.
How busy were the trails yesterday? I mean, just for perspective here for folks, today we're at 105 degrees with the humidity. So yesterday was very similar. It's a very, very hot day out there. Was there a lot of people on the trail?
There was. I mean, it was, we were passing people every 5 to 10 minutes, you know, easily.
Mm-hmm.
Passing someone passing us going the other direction. You know, we were like, again, you can go either way on the trail. So we were passing people are coming against, you know, against the grain. Lots of families. That's the predominant thing, right? Is a bunch of parents, lots of kids, lots of couples. Obviously, you know, the four of us are a couple. Lots of dogs as well. I mean, a lot of dogs out on the trails in general.
Which makes it very odd for this to take place in the middle of a Saturday in a very busy trail on a very busy day. That's what makes it all the more odd. It seems that this would happen in a place like this. The odds of getting caught are fairly high. Obviously, they now know some information about him. Were you aware of anything that was amiss while you were out there? Did you find this out after you'd already left?
No, yeah, we didn't find out until this morning. Actually, we were going to eat breakfast, and my fiance was looking on Facebook, and we saw a repost of a post that the sheriff's department had made. You know, announcing that there was a double homicide at Devil's Den yesterday afternoon. We were like, what?
Yeah.
We left the park at 1:30 and it says that they were reported at 2:30.
Yeah.
I mean,
it would have happened probably around the time. Go ahead.
Sorry. I was just going to say, I think too, what was so intriguing was as soon as we saw that post, you know, I feel like I didn't notice the man as much. I had the dog strapped to me and was just trying to kind of focus on that, but all three of them said, do you remember that man? And we had no idea a description of him yet. We had no idea what trail it was even on. So I think as we uncovered and found out more, it's like, oh man, this is definitely the person that we interacted with. And this is definitely the time frame where we were walking right past him as he went up to this couple. I mean, we interacted with multiple families as we were walking these trails. We interacted with families that had GoPros like on them walking around. And so we all looked back at all of our photos, at all of our videos to see if we could find anything. But it's so eerie to be so close to evil.
Oh God. Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I totally hear you. The next day I'm sure you were very close to something very, very dark. Mm-hmm. My gosh. I mean, that's quite a thing to wake up to find out that sort of information the next day. Of all the people you saw on the trail when you heard that news this morning, when you saw that post, was that the first person that came to your mind versus all of the other folks that you saw on the trail that day?
By far, the first and only. I mean, like I said, every other person that I saw that we saw together had a family.
They said hello to us.
And everyone was talkative. Sure. I mean, it was a beautiful Saturday. It was hot, but a beautiful day.
Yeah.
And everyone was very, very, very pleasant, right? And this guy was 100% not pleasant.
Yeah.
Very, very single-minded and gave us, I mean, really a death stare. I mean, really.
Yeah.
Did not turn his head, side-eyed us, death stared us down, and kept moving, right?
Yeah.
It was very out of place.
Yeah, that's odd when that sort of thing happens. I know you had mentioned that, or your fiance had mentioned that she was trying to get in contact with the police to share what you just shared with me. Have you gotten through? Because honestly, we've been trying to get through today ourselves as well, and it just rings and hangs up eventually with the state police.
Right. I mean, that was our very first thought was, man, we need to call them. And it's the number that is posted on the sheriff's department post. We've called several times, tried several different departments
throughout the day too. Yeah. We called first thing this morning and we just called right before we got on the phone.
Yeah. I don't know if they're overwhelmed or not. 479-751-6663. I find the 666 ironic, being Devil's Den and this being a double homicide. But I'm imagining they're overwhelmed right now. I'm wondering why they're, I was actually just walking around Prairie Grove earlier this afternoon, which is where the couple now lives. They moved in from another state recently. And I was just asking around. There's several little antique stores down there. And I was like just asking the folks, the clerks and such, like, hey, did you hear about this? And surprisingly enough, no one really knew about it, which I was kind of surprised to hear about 24 hours into this, that nobody in a town right where this took place, that this was a thing, considering the suspect is at large. I don't know if it's just bad messaging or what, but I found that to be interesting, that folks are unaware of this.
And I think I read several comments. You know, I can't stop thinking about it since we've read about it. Mm-hmm. So just keep diving into it. There are several people who are concerned with the speed of reporting and just of like the, let's get it out there, the blast.
Yeah.
I've had to search for a lot of things and for a lot of information. And unfortunately, you know, with a suspect still at large, I don't think that that is the best way to go about it, is to have to search for it.
I agree. I there needs to be more information out there. That's why we're jumping on it too right here. And we're going to just keep pushing it out there.
Which is why we felt fine. You know, we've been itching at this all day. Yeah. Who are we going to talk to about this? Because obviously, I mean, we believe 100, you know, 99% that we walked right in front of this guy, you know, right across his path to whatever on earth he was thinking of doing, you know, like.
I'm sure you did. From what you describe, that very much describes the man that the authorities are putting out there.
Right.
Well, you guys.
As soon as they put out a secondary description of him, I mean, he had on the gloves, the fingerless gloves, I know we've been talking about that all day, that he had those on. They said he had on sunglasses, but I think they were on his cap when he passed us, because that's like a big description.
I saw his eyes very vividly. Like, he definitely did not have sunglasses on. They might have been on his hat. Like I said, I saw the patch. So
if you were to, and I'm sure hopefully at some point here you can get in contact with authorities, or we can get them in touch with you. Would you be able to give like a description, to a facial recognition artist that could maybe, do you think you could work with them to give that good of a description from what you believe you saw?
That is possible, but I mean, honestly, our other witnesses, my sister and her fiance, are actually artists. They were literally talking about drawing his face up already.
Okay.
I think I'm going to tell them to go ahead and go through with that. And whatever needs, because they're fantastic artists. So whatever needs to be done with that, we're 100% willing to send to whoever.
Can you please send?
But I think that they can come up with a very accurate rendition.
Could you send that to me when you get that through Facebook? Or could you have your fiance do that? Because I'd love to see that once that gets through, and we can maybe even push it.
Yeah, I know. I'm intrigued. I mean, at the end of the day, one of us could absolutely, or piece it all together to give a good facial description of him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, great.
Absolutely. We all saw him, and we all had the same reaction. All three of us that were really paid attention. I mean, she was walking the dog and not really focused on him. So
now it's time to find him. And with the information you have, hopefully you can play a role in that. Please do send that to me. If I get in touch with any authorities, I will pass your information to them so you can do that, unless you get to them first. But you guys, thank you so much for talking with us and giving us your experience. Have a safe drive on your way back home, wherever it may be. I don't want to put it out there. But thank you. And please do anything else you have. Please let us know. And please do send me that drawing when you get it.
Awesome. Absolutely. We definitely will. Also, I don't know if we mentioned this either. I feel like we all kind of agreed that he was probably in his mid to late 20s.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that on social media at all either. Is the age of the suspect that they're looking for?
Yes.
Okay.
I would definitely agree. Mid to late 20s.
And how odd was it, the fact that he was wearing, from what we understand, you know, black clothing, for the black shirt, black pants, the gloves? That seems not like something you'd go hiking, even if you were like an experienced hiker. I don't think that's necessarily apparel to wear at 100 degree temperatures.
Absolutely not. And especially for the time of day, extremely hot. Right. Everyone else, every single other person, including ourselves included, wearing athletic gear. Yeah. You know, I mean, they were very breathable. He was wearing full cotton clothing, and it was all black. Yes, absolutely. Very out of place, very odd. Everything about it.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for reaching out and giving us that information today.
Of course. Thank you so much. We'll be in touch.
I can't imagine what they went through. That phone number that the state police are putting out, 479-751-6663. If you can get through, obviously they've been having problems. I've been trying all day as well, and it rings and it hangs up. So state police of Arkansas that you're asking for tips on, you have a lot of people trying to give them to you. It would help if they could get through on your phone line. Just be aware, you have a problem there right now. Let's do better. First 24 to 48 hours are the most important, and I think we're all aware of that, especially you guys. So we'll continue to bring you updates on this story as it continues to develop. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our reporting. My name is Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.